welcome to Bangor Community Church Podcast. We pray that you will be blessed today as you hear the Word of God.
I'm not going to talk long today, let you go and enjoy motherhood, but I want to today take a moment, not particularly teach. I want to raise my voice in support of something that needs to be said and voiced very clearly. And I'm talking about the spirit of anti-Semitism that's increasing on the planet. Anti-Semitism. That's the hatred of the Jews. The hatred of Israel. And today I want to speak out, raise my voice. Though I'm not teaching the word, I am teaching the Spirit of God. I'm teaching the heart of God. I'm teaching the ways of God. I want to tell you that this, the children of Israel, the Jews of today, are our forefathers in the faith. The nation of Israel through the years, the Old Testament nation that was outside of God. The Bible says because of their rebellion and unwillingness to accept Christ, they were so caught up in the Old Testament laws, they couldn't even recognize God Almighty when He'd come down to earth. And they rejected Him. The Bible says in Romans 9 that because of that, they were broken off. They were taken off. The branches were removed from the root, which is God. And the Bible says then it opened up the doorway for us, our heathens, to be born again, to become part of the root, and to become a branch, hallelujah, in the kingdom of God. But anti-Semitism has been following them almost from the birth of the nation. And it's got it worse and worse and worse. Right up until the biggest one, which there are certain nations that are trying to play down and communicate never even happened. And I'm talking about the terrible acts that took place by Hitler. The gas chambers, the slaughter that took place during that period of time against the Jews. The total humiliation. You and I can't even begin to talk about it. It's so horrible to even think of. And men and women are doing that to certain group of people simply because of who they are. I want to back off for a minute to say, why is that? Or ask the question, why is that? I'll tell you why it is. It's because from the beginning of time, when Israel was established by God, they were God's people. They were representative of God. God gave them Old Testament to us, laws to live by, standards to live by. They lived by them. That separated them from everybody else on the planet. You see, everybody else on the planet by this time were followers, though they didn't know it, of Satan. The world was then, and to a great degree, still in the grip of Satan. Their spiritual eyes are blinded. They have no sensitivity to the evil that's around and driving all of the wickedness that's on the planet today. Don't be ashamed and don't be slow to recognize where it comes from. All evil comes from Satan. All good comes from God. There is not a good thought. There is not a good bone. There is not a good objective in Satan's heart. He has come to steal, kill, and destroy. But, and you know it, Jesus has come. Why did He come? Why did He come? To go through an obvious encounter with death and defeat with no alternative. Well, there was, but it was never going to happen. Why did He come? He came for one purpose. That there could be a choice to mankind. There's a better way. And beyond that, though you may not be able to work it out with your head, there is an opportunity of eternal life, never dying, a hell to shun and a heaven to gain. God so loved the world. You know it well. that he gave his only begotten son. Why would God do that? Why would God do that? Would you do that? Do you know what brought to you and I the invitation to grace? It was because of the same attitude of heart found in a man of God. His name was Abraham. And when God came and offered him the same deal and said, take your only son Isaac to a place where I will show you, and there offer him as a sacrifice for me, to me. And Abraham did it. And because of Abraham, who was the father of Israel and the Jews, because of what Abraham did, the same heart of God, contrary to Satan, the heart of God that's not selfish, the heart of God which is magnanimous, always giving, always thinking of others, always available for others, not sneaky, not just open-hearted, Abraham went and did it. Think of those words when his son said to him, Dad, I know we're up here to offer a sacrifice to God. That's what we're here to do. He said, I know we've got the wood and I know we've got the fire, but Lord, where's the sacrifice? Little did he know it was him. What was Abraham's response? Son, and you need to learn, and I need to learn every day this truth. With God, it doesn't matter what confronts you and faces you or me, nothing, nothing, nothing is impossible. Abraham simply turned to his son because he knew his God. He said, son, God will himself supply the sacrifice. And he turned around and there was a ram caught in the thicket. Hallelujah! I want to tell you, because of Abraham, Israel is around. Because of Israel is around, Christ was able to come into being, because Christ is the seed of Abraham. And because Christ is the seed of Abraham, you and I now are seed of Abraham who is in Christ. Galatians chapter 3. Hallelujah! Why am I talking this way? I'm talking this way because of the fact that the children of Israel were taught to walk before God in a certain manner, to teach and train their children in a certain way. Nobody could miss the home of an Israelite. There were certain things outside. Nobody could miss it. Forget where they lived. Nobody could miss. Nobody could miss an Israelite. To this day, when we were in Israel, to see the men with their phylacteries and their hats, and nobody could miss them. They stand out there and look stupid to modern man, but there's a link that's divine. It's a link with God. Anti-Semitism. You know, it's covering the world today. I want you, this church is a friend of Israel. Every believer should be a friend of Israel. Because the only way that we are saved today is because of Israel. The lineage and the line of Israel comes right down to you and me, and we're in it on the tail end in Christ. You should be standing up for Israel. You should be buying Israeli goods where you can. By the way, I don't know whether they're still there, but I always look at fruit because that comes from Israel. I always look at the labels, and they got some phenomenal oranges up at Tesco's. If you like oranges, great oranges. Yes, I'm promoting Israel. They're Israel. Look on, take time. If you need glasses, always make sure you've got them with you and check out, where's this from? When I get sent, you see, I get sent every now and then. I check where the stuff's come from. I want to support Israel. I trust you have the same heart and spirit. You want to support them. Buy their goods. When you hear people saying, no, we don't want Israeli goods, it's because the God of this world is against Israel, because they know, Satan knows who their father is. He's God. The world's against them because the world is blind. The devil has gouged out their ability to see with their, not just their natural eyes, but certainly they have no spiritual eyes because they're dead in their trespass and sin. Support Israel. Go out of your way. I'm more concerned because anti-Semitism now is rampant in Europe. It's in our own country. People who don't understand what's happening out there are ignorant because they don't understand this. So Israel gets the blame every time. They're the peacemakers, but they still get the blame. It wasn't Israel that went to war in the 67. It was the Arab countries around them. They came there and there was 700,000 or 800,000 that came against them. My Lord. It wasn't Israel. I said to my father, I remember I could go there right now in my imagination, the room where we were sitting. And my dad talked about this. I said, Dad, Israel will not lose this. 6 days, they had routed them. They'd taken the Golan Heights. Glory to God. I want to tell you, you and I can trust God. He looks after his people. It wasn't Israel that went against the neighbors. They came against them. Why? They want to destroy them. Why? Because of the spirit of Satan that's in the lives of every unbeliever in God through Christ. Now, anti-Semitism is rampant in Europe. We have it to some measure, I've said, in our own country. Recently, I was made aware of the fact it's in France in an unbelievable measure. Apparently, there are people in the Jews now in France. I can't tell you, I don't know what part of, but in France, there are people that are getting graffiti on their walls. Flee immediately because they're Jews. Flee immediately. There are others that are getting anonymous letters in the post with live bullets inside of them. As a result, there are Jews there that are selling their properties out of fear at grossly underrated figures, losing thousands of euros or whatever. I read recently of a young Israeli girl, Jew. She's walking around and she had a David's cross on. And somebody saw David's cross. This is the truth. They got them, but they cut all her face. Took a knife out and cut all of her face. I want to tell you, we have to stand up for God's people. And one simple way we can do that is pray. If you don't know it, read through Psalm 122 and start to follow what it says. Start to apply it. Start to become an individual in the hand of the Holy Spirit that can start to pull down the strategies of Satan against God's people, the Jews. You think Christians are persecuted? We don't know what it is. We can't even spell that word that's applied to what's happening to the Jews around the world. Because we don't have an inkling of the meaning of it. We think we're persecuted because people talk about us as Christians. Oh, those bonky ones. Or those spirit-filled ones, you know, they're jumping around like clowns. We think we're persecuted. We think, oh, they don't understand us. You need to understand who your enemy is. Your enemy is not flesh and blood, for we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers of evil and darkness. And if you need to know more about that, read Ephesians 6. I'm saying this today because as a church, we can play a part. As I started to say, one of the big parts we can play is pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for these people who are living in isolated places and still are being attacked, put down. Support them financially. I don't know how much you follow these things, but you'd be amazed how many people in the United Kingdom won't go and support Israeli goods. And the reason for that is a misguided conception that Israel is responsible for what's happening in Palestine. And yet the Palestinians are the ones that are causing it all. And their whole strategy is to get all the Jews out of Jerusalem and out of Israel. Because they claim it. Because they claim it. My Lord, they claim it. What's wrong with our politicians? What's wrong with anybody? Why can't they go back and find out who owns this country? As a Christian, I can tell you who owns it. The Jews own it. God gave it. Let's read some of that stuff. Truth. Let's go to, I'd love to start at Genesis 12, but I'm not going to. Genesis 12, I hope you're familiar with, is where God spoke to Abraham and he said, Abraham, go to a place where I will show you. He didn't know where it was. He said, just you go to a place I'll show you. And then he said, I'll make a great nation of you. Remember it? But I want to turn you to Genesis 15. And verse 7 will do. Then it said to him, I am the Lord who brought you out of Ur of the Chaldees, talking to Abraham here, to give you this land to inherit it. Now, I have a clear understanding what inheritance is. I like to think you do. Verse 8, and he said, Lord God, how shall I know that I will inherit it? So then we need the next few verses, and we understand how God gave him, made a covenant with him by bringing the birds and offering them as a burnt offering. I want to go on to verse 18. And on the same day, 18 of verse 15, on the same day, the Lord made a covenant with Abraham, saying, to your descendants I have given this land, from the river Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates, the Kenites, the Kenizzites, the Kadamites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Rephim, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Girgashites, and the Jebusites. I've given you this land. Let me give you a couple of other scriptures. I'll go back to that one as well. Let's look at chapter 17 and verse 8. Yes, verse 7 will do. Start there. And I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants. This is Abraham again. After you in their generations. In other words, every generation that comes along, it's theirs. For an everlasting covenant. You know what an everlasting covenant is? Doesn't end. Doesn't end. God made this. To you and your descendants after you. Also, I give to you and your descendants after you the land in which you are a stranger, all the land of Canaan as an everlasting, possession. And I will be their God. I could go on and read you a lot more scriptures. In other words, what I'm trying to communicate to you is God gave them the land. If you've been given something, you have ownership of it, unless you've sold it or whatever. God gave them the land. And that land is a land of promise, and it's been given, and it's not there for anyone else to take. Let me just communicate. We read there, it was given from the river of Egypt. The land was river of Egypt to the river Euphrates. Let me just try and picture that for you a little bit. Their land existed from the Mediterranean Sea, not right up to the sea, but from the river in Egypt east, from there right across to Ur of the Chaldees. It went in the east, from the near the Mediterranean in the west, right across to the east. That land, widthwise, included some of the richest land with oil there is. It went right across to Arabia, which is Saudi Arabia today. In the north, their land included, or if you look at all these tribes that he talked about, he gave them their land. In the north, it starts from southern tip of Syria. It includes part of Iraq. It includes a part of Iran. All of these are oil countries as well. All the way down to into the south to Ur of the Chaldees, which is Eritrea today. You want to see the size of land that they own. But no one's acknowledging it. No one's giving it to them. You want to see the wealth. That's some of the wealthiest land on the planet. Hallelujah. It's theirs. I'm just reading what the Bible says. But because few people believe this, certainly wouldn't bring it into politics today. You know, that's just for crazy people to go to church and synagogues and other things. But it's nothing real. This doesn't have nothing to do with the way we live on the planet, politicians would tell us. Well, I'm simply saying, without having put it in any order for you, and just say it as the Spirit of God enables me, and to communicate what's in my spirit and what's in my heart, has been to this end, that we at least can have enough biblical insight as to what the true situation is to pray intelligently. Pray boldly. Pray knowing that this is truth. Heaven and earth will pass away, but this word will never pass away. This is truth. Glory to God. You can stand upon it. We talked about earlier, you know, what was that? Through my Savior's love? What was it? What was the words there? Shout out if anyone can remind me. We sang it. My Savior's love. Through the storm. Yes. Well, I've missed a word. It's His love that will deliver us every time, according to His promise. I want to encourage you to take away with you this, that you're going to pray according to Psalm 122 each day for Israel. You just got to intercede in the name of Jesus. Pray for these people. You know, if you read Romans 9, you will find out that they had to be, this is the plan of God. You can read it in your own Bible, Romans 9. They had to be taken out that we, the heathens, might be grafted in. Hallelujah. They rebelled against God. There was no hope for them. But I want to tell you, flick over and read Romans chapter 11. And you're going to find out that Israel will be saved. I haven't got time to go any more than that. Read it. These are the days in which we live. Our kindred is over there in Israel and scattered around the world. And I want to tell you, the culmination of the church age is not going to take place in the UK. It's not going to take place in America. It's going to take place in Israel, on the Mount of Olives. That's where it's going to take place. The culmination of the age. I touched a little bit last week, talking about the importance that we play. The Bible says that we are withholding Satan's onslaught, the body of Christ, Jesus Himself, and we are Jesus. That's why it's so important that you and I get out of the religious mode and realize that we are the body of Christ. There is no expression of the body without you and I in our rightful place in that body, in this local church, and everyone in their local church. No expression of it. But as we pray for the peace of Jerusalem and these places, we can have an effect. I lost my thread. Can anyone help me? Where was I? I was talking about the fact of the church. We are the restraining force on the planet today. But the Bible says he, speaking of Jesus, is going to be taken away. That's you and me. You can interpret whichever way you believe. You can say that's God's going to take us home. There's going to be a rapture. Whatever you can. Fact is, the church is going to be taken away. And when there is no restraint, no spiritual restraint, no God witness on the planet, that's when Satan, and only then, can he do it. It's not that he's not wanting to do it. He's trying to do it now. You should do that. We are withholding him in the power and grace and plan and purpose of God. And this isn't accidental. This is the plan and purpose of God. In the plan of God, he takes the church away, and now he's got the field to himself. And all the atrocities that we read in different places in the scriptures, especially in Revelation, all those atrocities now are free to function on the planet. And that had to happen so he could have his day and he could expose himself. And then he comes back again. I'm talking about Jesus. And that's when he settles it once and for all. Glory to God. Read your own Bible. Read it. It's all to do with the Jews and it's to do with you and I. Israel is our spiritual relative. We are descendants of the will and work of God that was able to be done through Abraham, who showed himself available with a heart like God. We're the righteousness of God today because of Abraham. Abraham, because he was righteous, God accepted it, and by accepted it as faith. Praise the Lord. Awesome.
Thank you for joining us. We look to God that he will direct your steps and blessings through this week. For more information, visit us at bangercommunitychurch.co.uk.